This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday announced further aid to Turkey and said Washington would provide longer-term help as it seeks to rebuild following this month's earthquake. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Turkey's southeast in neighboring Syria on February 6th, killing more than 45,000 people and leaving a million-plus homeless, with the economic cost of the disaster expected to run into the billions of dollars.
I just had a chance to see some of the devastation. And it's really hard to put into words. You see buildings still standing and then buildings collapse, roofs destroyed, and right next to it, something that's still standing.
Almost 2 weeks after the earthquake, search and rescue operations are coming to an end, but Blinken said the United States would continue to help. Turks saw off international search and rescue teams with applause and other gestures of thanks, online videos showed, as teams from several countries returned home after flying in to help in the wake of Turkey's devastating earthquakes. People applauded and embraced members of a South Korean rescue team. There were similar scenes at airports for rescue teams from France, India, and Taiwan. The United States on Sunday accused China of considering arming Russia in its war against Ukraine, ratcheting up tensions as the conflict hits its one-year mark this week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken leveled the allegations of U.S.-Chinese relations as they've been further tested by Washington's shooting down this month of what it said was a large Chinese spy balloon. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to travel to Poland to meet with allies to reassure them of the U.S. commitment to the region as Russia's deadly invasion of Ukraine reaches the one-year mark. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The White House National Security Council spokesperson told reporters recently, quote, "We know the next weeks and months are going to be difficult and critical, especially for their armed forces." He added, "The United States is going to continue to stand by them." The White House says Mr. Biden will meet the Polish president and other regional leaders during the visit. He's also expected to deliver remarks ahead of the war's official anniversary on February 24th. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Brazilian authorities say at least 19 people died in several cities in North Sao Paulo state amid floods and landslides, and the number could still rise. Two of the hardest hit cities canceled their carnival festivals as rescue teams struggle to find missing, injured, and feared dead in the rubble. Sao Paulo state government said precipitation in the region had surpassed 600 millimeters in one day, one of the highest ever amounts in Brazil. Michigan State University in the northern U.S. is set to return to classes Monday amid pressure from some in the community to further delay the return after a gunman killed 3 and wounded 5 a week ago. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Michigan State University interim president Teresa Woodruff says going back to on-campus classes is the right decision.
"We must replace the chaos of last Monday with the possibility for change in our world through compassion for all, collaboration, and educational continuity."
Student body president Joe Kovac says online options need to be available. Last Monday, a gunman opened fire on campus, then took his own life. Officials say there's no current threat, but there will be increased police on campus as they reopen. I'm Julie Walker.
Moroccan trade union activists protested Sunday in the capital Rabat and other cities to denounce surging cost of fuel and food, defying a government ban against marches. Protesters staged rallies outside their offices in Rabat and Casablanca, as well as other cities, quote, following the decision of the authorities to ban marches, according to a senior official. Morocco banned marches due to a health state of emergency put in place during the COVID-19 pandemic and still in force, according to a letter from the Interior Ministry. In Rabat, several dozen demonstrators surrounded by police officers chanted slogans against the, quote, deterioration of purchasing power. I'm Joe Ramsey.